This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three of the Tuesday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And man with
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come, the John pictures that have been posted on the World Wide Web. John's as in prostitute and John. Also, obscene gesture lawsuit is in the courts right now. We'll talk about that. Plus, Manwich, you've got something about virtual goods.
Yes.
Virtual goods and taxation. What's a virtual good? Well, it's something that you that doesn't really exist. It's ones and zeros, but yet the IRS wants to tax you on it. And also the tire fence. We still have to get to that. And your calls about whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. Starting in the courts with this obscene gesture lawsuit. A motorist, the AP, Pittsburgh, motorist believes that the constitutional right to free speech includes obscene hand gestures. I think he's probably
right.
I have
to agree.
Thomas Burns of Newcastle contends he was denied his First Amendment free speech rights when he was cited for giving an obscene hand gesture, you can imagine what that would be, probably the bird, to a construction worker in April, according to a federal lawsuit filed Monday in Pittsburgh. Burns had become frustrated with a traffic delay and showed the gesture to a construction worker. Get this, the construction worker then reported it to a police officer, who then cited Burns for disorderly conduct. According to the lawsuit,
it's now illegal to flip off a construction worker. I mean, you can kind of see flipping off a cop, you know,
and how they would get mad about that.
Sure, but now the construction worker says that he did it, so it must be true.
Apparently so. How many construction workers do you know that would care about that?
Well, I imagine most of them would be rather angry.
Well, I don't think any I've never met a construction worker that would go to a cop over someone flipping them the bird out of their car window.
It wouldn't seem like a good idea to go to a cop over that issue, no.
No. I guess in this case it was a government construction worker, so maybe they were feeling a little more uppity than they normally are.
Kind of like when Bill O'Reilly threatened the Fox News security on that guy that called.
Oh, yeah,
it's the construction worker security, he's going to call him.
Yeah, that was crazy stuff.
That was nuts.
Anyway, the citation was dropped. The disorderly conduct citation was dropped, and that's good news. But Burns filed the lawsuit anyway because he believes he was maliciously prosecuted. He says the finger gesture was not accompanied by any verbal threats, taunting, or communication, and was never visible to anyone other than the workers, the lawsuit states. The gesture, albeit insulting, had no sexual meaning, did not appeal to anyone's prurient interest, and did not create a public disturbance or breach of peace. The chief of police, that had cited him, declined comment, saying he hadn't had a chance to discuss the case. In recent years, Pennsylvania courts have ruled that the gesture doesn't automatically constitute disorderly conduct because it's not obscene as defined as the law unless it's clearly used in a sexual context. Isn't what it stands for a sexual context? I mean, doesn't F you? Isn't that what it stands for, essentially?
No, it doesn't work that way. Because you remember when, I think it was Bono said the F-bomb on the
National Television.
Yeah, one of the awards, I can't remember, you know, probably the Academy Awards, or what? Not the Academy Awards, I don't know. Whichever one, I could care less, I don't watch these things.
Okay.
The way he used it was not prurient, because he didn't use it in a sexual manner. Like, he was effing her, he said it in a just an exclamatory manner, like, this is so effing exciting.
Right. He wasn't trying to appeal. He wasn't trying to appeal to the sexual interest.
Right. So if you don't use it in the same in that context, then it's not considered that.
Prurient is an interesting word, just to define it for those of you that are new to it.
I don't even know.
Prurient is an adjective. Inordinately interested in matters of sex, lascivious, characterized by an inordinate interest in sex, arousing or appealing to that inordinate interest. So when your behavior is prurient, you're appealing to the lowest common sexual denominator, if you will. You're trying to get attention by doing something of a sexual nature or appealing to people's desire for that sort of behavior. And that's what prurient is. And it's a word that is actually used in the definition of obscenity as applied to radio broadcasts, as a matter of fact.
That would be the reason I know it.
Well, you just said you didn't know it.
Well, I couldn't define it in that as well as you did. Of course, you're looking at dictionary.com.
Yes. So there you go. So there's a lawsuit now pending, essentially, that this... Do you think this could be trouble, this lawsuit? I mean, what if they rule against this guy? What if they rule that the flipping the bird is actually a violation of the First Amendment.
It wouldn't
that
be good.
That could be bad, right?
It would be very bad. And
don't you think maybe he should have just stayed away? Maybe he should have just, they dropped the case, maybe he should have just went home and forgot about it.
You know, the First Amendment there is there to protect unpopular speech, not popular speech.
That's correct.
Because it wouldn't need any protection. Unpopular speech does need protection, and it says that it shall not be limited. You're not supposed to limit it. You know, even if he says really horrible and vile things out in public, sorry, doesn't matter.
Well, now, okay, out in public is the key point there. You don't have freedom of speech when you're in someone else's house. I mean, you can speak, but then they're free to throw you out of their own place. So if you're in a public location, yeah. If you're in the public square owned by the people, owned by the taxpayers, then, yeah, you should be able to say whatever it is you want. You should be able to criticize whatever you want and do whatever hand motions it is that you want. Of course, us libertarian types would like to see the complete abolishment of government-owned property and turn it all over to private ownership, in which case, well, then you really would have to go on someone's property that would allow you to do that sort of thing.
Or stay on your own.
And or stay on your own property and make whatever hand gestures you'd like to everyone else walking or driving by. Your neighbors might not appreciate it very much, and that might come back to bite you in a way.
Well, there's and there's give and take in human interactions.
Sure.
If, for instance, I can get away with a lot of free political speech at work because I'm really good at my job. You know, I'm an ad salesperson, and I sell the crap out of
some ads. You're the best salesperson.
And so, you know, if perhaps I was...
To give you some leeway.
Yeah, well, if I wasn't as good at it, then I would probably not... It wouldn't be tolerated, my kind of nonsense.
Right.
Well, the boss is somewhat leaning in that direction, too. He's a bit libertarian.
I see.
He's a little more nihilistic than a libertarian needs to be.
He's nihilistic, meaning he believes in nothing?
No, nihilistic, meaning that he believes that human... Libertarians need to be really positive people about the human spirit.
Human nature, yes.
Yeah.
We do tend to believe that humans are good by nature.
Yeah, and he's a little more of the opinion that humans are carnivorous predators.
In which case, he should support smaller government because
he
don't want to get carnivorous predators in charge of other people.
That is his usually his stance.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You're influencing him, aren't you?
No. He's a smart kid and had,
you're just saying that because he's listening.
Nah, you never know. When he listens maybe once a week.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. So if you got any comments on flipping the bird, and does it offend you? I mean, really, does it offend you when somebody flips the bird at you? I don't feel that way.
I'd be offended. I'd be enraged.
Really?
Yeah.
I would
me the bird?
I would
sure.
Know. I would take it as a communication of, that person's angry at me.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't offend me to see somebody raising their middle finger at me.
Well, it's...
And the context is what's important, right? Because I'm flipping you the bird right now.
Yeah,
does it offend you?
It is all about... No.
Are you getting angry?
No, not in the least.
How long would it take? If I just held it up here, would you get angrier the longer I was holding it up?
No, I would wonder how long it would take to get cold and you'd want to put it back down with the rest of the buddies. No.
So it's all about the context.
The context is important. But, you know, when you're out there driving around, sure, somebody flips me the bird and I'm enraged. Now, that doesn't mean that I do anything about it. I drive like an old woman before I get the bird flipped to me and after the bird is flipped to me.
Sometimes I would rather people flip me the bird. There was one occasion that I had. I was behind this guy in a van. And actually, I was in front of the guy in the van. He didn't like something that I did. I don't even know what it was. So he pulled his van around in front of me, almost clipped my bumper. You know, that kind of behavior
is. Yeah.
And then he stopped at a stoplight. And when the light turned green, he just sat there. And he just sat there. I could see him looking in his rearview mirror, looking back at me.
Yeah, he just wants you to get out and do something dumb.
Well, yeah, he did want that. And then he waited right until the yellow light and then accelerated through the light, so I had to sit at the light again.
Yeah, didn't bother you.
That did bother me a little bit, whereas flipping me the bird wouldn't have done anything.
I see.
Anyway, 800-259-9231, prostitution. We'll talk about it. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and visit the wiki. It is our newest feature on the website. In fact, one of the neat features about it is it covers all the issues, a lot of the issues that we've discussed on Free Talk Live. It's totally editable by the listeners. In fact, the entire thing, all of the content there, has been created by listeners like you. And you can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to explore it and edit it and change it and add to it. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. One of the things people are going to the Free State for is because they feel as though they, well, they just don't have as much freedom like they used to, especially when it comes to their property and the things that they can do with their property. I mean, after all, you bought it. You paid for it. You paid the mortgage off, or you're paying the mortgage off. It's your property. How can the government come along and tell you what you can and cannot put on it? Who are these people anyway? Well, we've got an example of the government stepping, again, outside of its bounds and attempting to dictate what someone can and can't do with their property. Share it with us, Mailich.
Tolina, North Dakota. On a hill between the waters of Stump Lake and Devil's Lake.
Where's this from, by the way?
What's the quote here? This is from...
The article. Where's it from?
The article is from...
You should get into the habit of these things, because you got to give credit where credit's due. Somebody worked hard on an article, and we're using it on our show. People should at least know who it is.
It says Herald staff writer, and I didn't like that enough. It's the Grand Folk Herald.
There you go. All right.
And that's the reason I didn't come right out with it. It was a funny way of quoting it on this website.
Okay.
Anyway, let's see. The wooden sign waving in the wind at the gate to his farm, this is Corey's farm, says the Tired Out Ranch. Possessed by an unusual idea a decade ago to build good fence cheaply out of used tires, the 50-year-old farmer spent years hauling used tires to his farm here in the Hilled Prairie wetlands outside of Benson County. He got about 350,000 of them, most stacked on their sides, four or five high in straight lines, 15 miles worth. Making 20-acre paddocks across 200 acres for intensive grazing by livestock.
Whoa. So stacks of tires.
Yes.
Tires laid on their side.
Right.
Not the wheel portion, but just flat. Stacking, four or five high?
Yeah.
For 15 miles. That's a life project. I mean, how long did it take him? How many years?
10 years.
10 years, an entire decade of his life dedicated to building a tire fence.
350,000 tires. That's a lot of tires.
Oh, wow.
That's a whole lot of tires.
I hope it was worth the savings for him.
Well,
because that's a lot of time
not
invested.
Not so much, no. Apparently, the state officials now want him to remove the tires from his land.
After 10 years.
Yeah.
They couldn't have come to him the first 2 weeks.
You would think. After years of wrangling with the state health department, which first approved his tire fence idea, Christofferson...
Really?
Yep. He lost round one in November when an administrative law judge ruled after hearing... Now, this is North Dakota. You can imagine 10 years ago in North Dakota, sure, put a bunch of tires in your land. Who cares?
Right.
So that's when an administrative law judge ruled that after hearing the case in Bismarck that Christofferson's fences were not a beneficial use. The tires and the health department had the right to manage them as solid waste and order their removal. So they're managing them, but they're not actually removing them. This judge decides they're not beneficial. They hold the cows in.
What's the health department's opinion here? Is it that they're going to create mosquitoes because when it rains, rain gets caught in the tires and... little nasty bugs can breed in there? I mean,
it's not going into that in this article,
okay.
I'm sorry to say.
I'm just trying to imagine what it might
be. Maybe it's the rubber and the breakdown, and they don't like that.
Rubber, I don't think, breaks down very fast.
Well, it doesn't break down very fast, no. Neither does uranium 235.
Old tires are known for being around for a long time.
Well, anyway, Christofferson says it's going to cost him $500,000 to dispose of all these tires.
Gosh. What did it cost him to build it in the first place?
I don't know. It seems crazy that he would have gotten that many, and I don't know.
Well, it took him 10 years to do, so he obviously spent a lot of time going around to different junkyards and pulling tires. I don't know I don't know where you go to get a bunch of tires, but I can imagine junkyards, auto yards, that sort of thing. And he got a bunch of unwanted used tires, and it couldn't have cost him much to actually acquire the tires, but the time that he spent.
Sure.
The amount of hours that it took to go around and get these tires, let alone to the amount of work that it was involved in stacking them for 15 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably more than $500,000 worth of work.
He has a lot of acreage to be concerned with, so
yeah.
you could see why that would be worth something. Now, the $500,000 probably doesn't come with the removal of the tires. It comes with the disposal of the tires.
Yeah.
You
pay somebody to take care of them.
Absolutely. You have to have...
Because the garbage man ain't going to pick those up.
You have to have, a government-licensed leprechaun come and do a dance around each tire three times, and then, wave his magic wand and send it to Never Never Land, where it will never bother anyone again.
Yeah.
They've got all kinds of regulations.
So because anyway, apparently these tires are really bothering a lot of people out in the middle of North Dakota.
That's the point, though. Christofferson said that people drive out of their way to see these tire fence.
The tourist trap. Yeah,
absolutely. This is in North Dakota, this is a full-fledged Disneyland.
Well, where else in the world could you find 15 miles of tires as a fence?
It's interesting. I mean, I've got to say that
if I happened to be anywhere
in the immediate vicinity, I would have. If I would have known about this on my trip across the United States, I would have left Custer's Battlefield in North Dakota, and I would have gone straight to Corey's fence just to take a look at it.
Mm.
Yep. So anyway, apparently it's a real tourist trap. Let's see. Christofferson claims to be the first one born on the Indian reservation here in Spirit Lake Sioux Reservation. So.
No, wait, who is Chris? I'm losing track of
names. That's the guy who has the farm.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway, you know, it goes on and it sort of tells the story of what's happening. But it just seems so awful to me that the feds care. I mean,
is the feds? I thought this was the state agency.
The state care what's happening with these tires. I mean, you know, they're going to sit someplace, a landfill,
sure,
or this guy's house. He's had them there for 10 years. They said he could have them there in the first place, but now the judges are saying, no, the environmentalists won't like it.
Loony.
It makes me, I don't know.
It makes me cringe. It's outrageous that this goes on in this country, and unfortunately, there's probably not very many people that are going to come to his aid, you know? I mean, when it comes to issues like this, you pretty much have to live in the Free State. You pretty much have to be a member of the Free State Project and be in New Hampshire to even have a chance. And having some people come up and come and back you up and come to the hearings on this and attend in the courtroom to back you up on these things. I don't feel like this is going to end very well for this guy. I mean, he's probably going to fight it pretty hard. He sounds like he's pretty dedicated to it. I mean, after all, it was his creation.
Yeah, he's putting his energy into it, and that's what's going to have to happen. I hope he wins against the machine that's trying to roll him over. But
now, did you tell me he's a listener to the show before?
I believe this was emailed to me directly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then, Christofferson?
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want you to keep us up to date on your case.
Please do.
And go ahead and when you reply to his email, let him know that via email, because this is interesting stuff. And we're behind you. I don't know what we can do to help you beyond just giving you some publicity. If you're up in the North Dakota area and there's not many people up there, help this guy out if you can.
Yeah.
And get in touch with him. And you're going to post that on the BBS, right?
I am.
Which is freetalklive.com, so you can see the article for yourself. And maybe you can get in touch with this guy and help him out somehow. 800-259-9231. Property rights are constantly under attack in America. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, the number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have archives on our website, and you can go get them for free right there on the front page. You don't have to log in. There's no membership fee. Go get them. Months of the show. 11 months, as a matter of fact, and more, actually, on our front page. FreeTalkLive.com. So go and get them. All right, let's move to prostitution.
Okay.
This is something that, it's the oldest profession in the world. People have been doing prostitution for a long time, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No.
It doesn't matter how many crackdowns the police have, how many sting operations that they do, you'll never stop it. And that's a whole other issue. Let's talk about, what happens to people that are caught for prostitution. Because they're not treated so well. And it apparently doesn't matter if they've actually been found guilty or not. Peoria, Illinois, according to the PJStar.com, a second man featured on the Peoria police website has been found not guilty of soliciting sex. But his mugshot will remain on the site until August. It's March right now.
August.
Why are they arresting people when they're not committing a crime, asked Jason, who was found not guilty last week by a Peoria County jury. They're not revealing his last name for obvious reasons. He says, I feel like I've been slandered, said the 26-year-old man. And actually, libel would be the appropriate word, because slander is things that are spoken.
Right.
Libel are things that are recorded, in this case, on a website. He's among 29 men featured since July of last year on the Peoria Police Department's website, which includes mugshots and personal information of those arrested on solicitation of sex charges, commonly called Johns. The information is posted for 1 year, regardless of how the cases are decided in court. He says, I'm not guilty. I didn't do what they're cracking down on. I would never cheat on my wife. Police Chief Stephen So-and-so declined to comment. They love to just decline on all of them.
We're not commenting.
Right. If you comment, you could dig yourself into a hole, I suppose. Anyway, he declined to comment about any specific case, but said recently it's only fair to leave the information posted so the public can see when someone's acquitted. See, when they have acquitted someone, they found them not guilty, then there's apparently red-letter captioning that appears under the mugshot that says, not guilty. So, that's okay. That's good that they're putting that information up there, but does this info really need to be posted in the first place? I mean, when the cops are doing their sting and they round a bunch of guys up for allegedly going after prostitutes, is it a good idea to post their face and their name and address and all that information on the internet?
Well, I can understand why they would do it as a deterrent. The idea is just to make people not want to do this so much, and I can see why that could be a deterrent for people. But to do it before the person's been convicted is... Well, that's not good. You shouldn't be able to do that. For one, I'm scared to death. I would be scared to death to talk to a prostitute because, if I get into a conversation with this person and they happen to be undercover and I say, hey, tell me about being a hooker or, whatever. If I ask her some questions, say, man, you're the ugliest prostitute I've ever seen. I can't imagine how you make any money. Or whatever it is that I happen to say to this person. I mean, I'm sort of at their whim. It's not like I'm carrying around a recording device with me
right.
at all times recording what I'm saying.
Shouldn't
so I
they have to be?
One would think that if you're going to be picking up John's, that you should have a recording of the whole interaction. And
I wonder about that. If you are somebody that has experience in this or you know much about prostitution stings, is it required for the police to have some sort of recording equipment? Because otherwise it's a he said, she said, or they said, and I said sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the cop, the lady cop who's posing as the prostitute, claims that you propositioned her, asked her to, you know, how much for this or whatever it is that counts as violating the law, what if they don't have evidence to prove that? Can they just go on what the cop says?
They go with what the cop says all the time
yeah.
in court cases. And,
true.
I certainly don't want to be in a situation where it's a he said, she said, and the other, or he said, or whatever, and where the other person is a cop.
Well, apparently the public is interested in this information after the Journal Star began a 3-day series last week examining those arrested on solicitation of sex charges. The police department's website was flooded with traffic. By the way, the site is PeoriaPD.com. On March 5th, the day the series started, 3,756 people viewed the John's information on the department's homepage, an increase of more than 1,000% over the previous week's daily average of 315 views. So the newspaper reporting on it drove serious amounts of traffic. The number jumped even more when the prostitute's information was added to the site.
Now, that is interesting.
Right. Then it went to 11,600 views in
Who
one
Who cares
day.
About the John's?
Jason, the alleged John, who's been found not guilty, says he's not happy that many people still see his mugshot each day.
Right.
And even though it does say not guilty underneath it, adding that he's endured unneeded stress since his arrest in August. In fact, man, why don't you go to that site and find out how much information that they post there, PeoriaPD.com. The reason I ask that is because here in Sarasota, Florida, where we do the show from, just south of Tampa Bay, the Sarasota Police Department places mugshots for everybody. Now, I've actually been told that you can't access them from outside of Sarasota County. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure how true that is around the country.
How the heck does that happen?
I don't know how that works. Maybe some sort of internet wizardry. I don't know. Maybe you can access it from around the country. But they post the name, the address, the charges. They post the entire arrest record online. And I got to say, it's really interesting. It's interesting to look at because from time to time, if you look at them every day, you'll see people you know getting picked up.
I don't know this gal, but she's got a black eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is she a prostitute?
She was arrested for prostitution in February.
Allegedly a prostitute.
Right, right.
Does it give her name, her address, any information? What kind of info?
It gives her full name,
wow.
That she's female,
right.
That she's 39, she's the North Knoxville Avenue, so I guess that's close to her avenue.
I see.
Or maybe that was where she was picked up.
No, yes.
It says address.
They usually give both, at least here in here where we're doing the show.
You're
from.
Right.
They give location of pickup and their home address.
Right.
In many cases, it's homeless people.
Her address, her address is North Knoxville Avenue, and then what city? Peoria.
Right.
The offense is prostitution. She was arrested in the 100 block of Alexander, and the date was, the day before
okay.
my birthday.
Enough. Let's go into the story of what happened to Jason. Apparently, the defense claimed that he and his friends were riding their motorcycles when they saw someone who they thought was a prostitute. His buddies apparently dared him to go up to her and say something.
Right.
So he was on a dare and was in over his head. According to the police report, Jason stopped his motorcycle and began talking to the woman, who actually was a police decoy. Police say he asked about prices for sexual favors and agreed to meet the woman at her house, which led to his arrest. Hall said although his client was talking to a prostitute, he did not break the law since there was no exchange of money or anything of value offered to the decoy, something required in the solicitation law. Huh, I thought you could simply get picked up just for offering money for sex, even though the money doesn't actually come out. I thought, at least maybe it's around here, maybe in some areas of the country it's different, but I believe you can get arrested simply for asking about price for service.
I don't know, but it seems to me that that's really that you haven't broken any laws yet. I mean, if prostitution is exchanging money for sex, you should have to exchange money or sex at least.
According to the head cop, he says if you're on our website, you approached an undercover officer and either offered money for sex or sex for money, and that's it. Even though the guy was found not guilty. Not being charged does not negate that you were arrested. Not being convicted does not negate your arrest.
Here's a picture of a guy with an oxygen tank.
Picked up for as a John?
Yeah, 72.
All right, more Free Talk Live on the way. You take control. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We just wrapped up an article from Illinois about prostitutes and Johns and their arrest records being shown online, and so we were browsing through the arrest records, Manwich, and he found a man with an oxygen tank in his late 70s, and I feel terrible for this guy. You know, he was just going out looking to have a good time, and he ended up in the clink.
If you feel bad for him, you'd feel terrible for this guy with the eye patch. It looks like somebody beat the crap out of her. She's kind of slouched over in the mugshot. Why does she have an eye patch? I mean, does she do, like, pirate fantasies with people?
You scurvy dog.
I was going to say, you might actually be able to charge a little more for that.
You might.
I don't know.
She looks like she might have been pretty once.
Well, prostitute radio. We might be able to talk about that. There's apparently a radio station being run by prostitutes. We'll give you the details if we get a chance. But we need to go to the phones because this is a show about your calls. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. No prostitutes on there. All of them are ladies, so you should go visit the Shrine at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tomb in New Hampshire. Tomb, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Good evening.
Hello, hey. Tomb.
Well, I just voted in my first New Hampshire election.
Awesome. Wow, what was up on the ballot? I suppose.
Well, the you know, the standard stuff was just voting for selectmen and treasurer and different various functions in the town.
Right.
But there were fully four double-sided pages full of warrant articles.
Yikes.
So, well, it's actually good. I mean, this is, I've never had this sort of control.
Yeah, but were they all
over where I live?
Yeah, but I understand that it's good that you can, I mean, have influence over those. But were they all going for more control? I mean, were they all big government kind of articles?
Yeah, I'd have to say I probably voted no on about, you know, 80%
right.
of the issues. But one example is I got to vote yay or nay on the town budget, the full-time budget by line item,
wow.
and the school budget.
Wow.
And if the people vote no, it defaults back to last year's budget.
That's pretty interesting.
You know, how many
areas of the country do the voters actually have that much say, that much sway and control over the political process? I mean, Manwich, does the Sarasota government here in Florida allow
not even
us
close.
They don't. I mean, I know there's a vote on some sort of tax today, but for the most part, you don't have any control. I find that pretty interesting to them. Any other highlights?
One of the ones that really got me in reading through it was, and I'm glad we get to vote on this, but the police department wanted to buy a one of those little machines along the side of the road, an automatic speed gun thing.
Uh-huh.
Where there's just the little sign. I hate those things.
Right.
But they had to put it up to a vote as to whether they could spend the $11,000 to buy the highway speed enforcement trailer.
Huh.
So I'm hoping that enough people said no to that.
11 grand for one of those things?
Police.
That sounds affordable compared to what I thought it might have been.
11 grand to show a digital
to get a radar gun.
Picture yeah. and a radar gun on a trailer? That seems
it's
crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, how many 11 grand? How many miles per gallon does it get? Is what I want to know.
Well, this should be interesting to him to see what the results are, because it seems to me that people tend to like the cops and they tend to think that they're all, you know, they're a pretty good organization, and so I don't have high hopes for that one to fail. But is there a certain threshold at which the spending has to be approved? I mean, if the cops want to buy a box of donuts for $25, can they expend that amount of money? I mean, at what level does it go to the voters for approval?
Well, I'm sure the donuts are in the collective bargaining agreement. I don't know, and I'm really starting to just figure out this stuff now.
How often do they do this? How often do they have these votes? Is it once a year, once every 6 months?
This is probably once a year, around this time of year.
So do the selectmen get to make actual decisions in their job? I mean, do they get to make these decisions during the year, or do they all have to just come up with ideas and then they get voted on the next year?
I think it's mostly ideas, because most of these say either they're recommended by selectmen or not recommended, or they're individual, just somebody who lives in the town putting forward a petition.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised that the selectmen don't have that much power in New Hampshire. I think it's a good thing. I think that's fantastic. And maybe somebody who's been there longer could, I guess, enlighten us a little bit more as to exactly how much power these people have. Tom, any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231. Do you want to share what you're smirking about, man?
I'm just laughing about the woman with the eye patch. I cannot get over it. I'm just trying to imagine the pirate fantasies she's playing out with the
Imagine her behind a microphone. Sao Paulo, Brazil, from Reuters. Prostitutes in the Brazilian city of Salvador are setting up their own radio station. The Association of Prostitutes of Bahia State has won government permission for the project, enabling an FM station called Radio Zona to start broadcasting the second half of the year, project coordinator so-and-so said. We're not going to apologize for prostitution, but we're going to struggle for the dignity of the profession, the woman told Reuters.
Dignity?
The aim was to not attract women to the business. The station will feature programs about the trade, but will also discuss issues such as human rights, social questions, and sexual abuse. The idea is that we have diverse programs that look at health issues, AIDS prevention, and racism, for example. Working girls and media professionals such as this lady will staff the station and will give prostitutes training in an alternative job. Funding will come from an association funds, advertising and sponsorship. I'm not sure if association funds means that
Scary.
Oh, it's the Association of Prostitutes. Prostitution is widespread in Brazil, especially in Bahia State and other parts of the impoverished Northeast. So there's now a prostitution radio station going on the air. And we can talk more about prostitution in a moment. This
all
is your show.
All the time.
You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at researchedherbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on researchedherbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, researchedherbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here in this Tuesday night edition. You can still take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Experience the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and more archives. All of it's for free. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, I suggest you AMP Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details about some of the perks that you get as an amplifier. There's some neat stuff that we give to you as a kind of a bonus. Amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask is $3 a month. Now, there are a couple different tiers, and we don't normally talk about them because you'll find out about them when you go to amp.freetalklive.com. But the reason I bring it up tonight is because yesterday we had a record amplifier.
Really?
The old record was $50.
Mm-hmm.
All we ask is $3 a month, and that's what most people do. Most people do 3 or 5. But there are a few people that have been doing $25 a month because they can afford it, and they believe in the show, and they want to send us that money. That's great, and we appreciate
that.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. The last guy had done $50, and the way we do it on the AMP page is we sort of rank. Once you're in that platinum level, that $25 mm-hmm. level, anybody that gives more than 25, they're sort of ranked by the amount that they've given. So if you give more than anybody else, you'll be at the top of the list, right?
Right.
So this guy wanted to be at the top of the list, so he gave $75 a month to the AMP program.
Hmm.
And he asked me to throw out a challenge from it's his name's Adam. He's there on the ad page. You can see his name there. His challenge is for you to top him. And so if you want to top him and get at the top of the list, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can do a custom contribution. But again,
take the pants off Adam.
Yeah. And he says that apparently he'll come back and maybe he might up his own contribution if somebody else tops him. So the challenge is out there from Adam to those of you.
And I think it needs to be restated over and over again that the AMP money does not go to you or or anybody who's on the air.
It's advertised, market, and promote. It's money to get the show out there on more radio stations, get Free Talk Live on more internet connections, and it's working. And you can see all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, back to the whore station. The prostitutes in Brazil have started their own radio station. They're calling it Radio Zona, and they're going to be broadcasting sexual information, social questions, human rights issues, sexual abuse. My question is, radio stations aren't supposed to be an on-air pamphlet. How much content are they going to be able to come up with to fill 24 hours of airtime?
Right. Just 24 hours. I mean, weeks. You can't repeat the same thing in a month.
Right.
And not have people starting to catch. I mean, you know what those the local public access or the government channels are like when they repeat the same crap over and over again.
No one watches that garbage.
No.
So, I mean, I could understand if they were going to start a station and have talk shows hosted by prostitutes.
Right, hooker call-in.
It'd be an interesting twist. But in this case, it just sounds like they just want to give out information, and that's not going to... It's not going to get you ratings. It's certainly not going to get you advertisers.
I don't know what kind of ratings they have in Brazil or if it matters. But
I think ratings always matter.
Well, in different countries, it matters.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I was in St. Vincent, and they're not competing for ratings, okay?
They're the
playing
content,
whatever the heck they want to play.
The content, as it's been laid out, at least here in this Reuters article, seems like it's going to be a little bland.
Well, they're supposed to do that. I mean, they're not going to tell the reporters, we're going to have a couple of hookers talking to people, calling in, telling them their adventures.
Sure, they should. You want people to tune in, don't you? Anyway, by the way, we think prostitution should be totally legal here on Free Talk Live. And if you want to talk about that, well, you'll have to call tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to go to AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...